This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks
tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class today. I got a call from Ricky today. Early, way early, unusually early. And he said that he would not be able to be on the broadcast because he is in the path of fires in Grants Pass area of Oregon. And some of the roads to exit and seem to be closed. So he and his girlfriend and neighbors are preparing for a mandatory evacuation. So if you are inclined to pray, please consider adding Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Julie, his girlfriend, and others who are in harm's way, and please add them to your prayers if you pray. It's a very serious situation. There's over 35 fires now. Some people call them wildfires. Some are intentionally set. Some are set from carelessness. Cigarette butts out the window, you know. Things like that. Recklessness. One of the fires was started by a couple. I would put them in the top of the GDP class. They had a reveal party. You know, it used to be you found out what the sex of the unborn would be at the time of birth. No, can't wait. Or impetuous. So you could, you know, call your friends and say he's a boy or she's a girl. I don't know why they say it, but they do. They say it's a boy or it's a girl. It should be she's a girl or he's a boy. So they have these reveal parties. Now, what is a reveal party? Well, there's a color pink that is associated with girls and a color blue that's associated with boys. And typically, if you were going to get a little outfit for an infant, you would get a pink one for a girl and a blue one for a boy. And if you had no clue, you'd get a yellow one. I'm not exaggerating. This is true. Well, some moron decided that there should be more excitement. They could sell things to the GDP. They could sell flares, smoke bombs, rockets, you know, pyrotechnics, things that go bang, boom, light up, create toxic smoke, you know, in the color of the child, pink or blue. And these stupid people buy these things and they light them off. And one of these morons started one of the fires in California, Southern California, the El Dorado fire. You believe it? How angry would you be if that person was your neighbor and did that and burned your house and your neighborhood down? Would you find him later and say, geez, you know, I thought you were a little smarter than that? Or would you bring Lucille with you and have a chat about it? You know, there are people who are uninsured and who have lost everything. There are neighborhoods that... If you saw pictures of Hiroshima or Nagasaki after we bombed it to smithereens in 1945... That's what some of the devastation of these fires looks like. Total destruction except for ash. There are cars with antique cars, irreplaceable cars, magnificent, magnificent examples of the American automobile industry destroyed, burned to nothing. There's an image that I saw. I woke up in the middle of the night, and I'll tell you why in a little bit. I've got a monologue that you might want to hear. It's my take on current events. It's not very pleasant. It's actually scathing. And I'll go through the monologue in a little bit. But I was looking at these images of the fires, over 35 of them, multiple states. And the bumpers of cars, you can actually see what was plastic and what was not. You won't believe it. There's not much to cars anymore. The roof is still steel. Some of the sides are still steel. Front bumper, they're gone. They burn. And you'll see aluminum wheels that have turned into a puddle of melted aluminum. You will see that... the engines, of if you can see the engines on the cars where the hood is available for you to see it, you'll see the engine parts have turned into a puddle of aluminum, melted aluminum. You'll see that the structure of cars is not what you thought they were. There's one house that there's only two things left. One was the masonry chimney. And the other was the cast iron wood stove. Everything else was gone. So when you're choosing siding for your house, and you're looking at that temporary siding, also known as vinyl siding, you might want to think about the flammability of it. And when you think about roofing materials, you might want to think about the flammability of the roofing materials as well. And what happens is the sparks and the embers go up in the air. They come down, and some of them are big enough to ignite a flammable surface, a combustible surface, like composition shingles. Or the debris that's on your roof, or the dried up moss, or whatever it happens to be, that's combustible. You might want to consider a steel roof, you know, for your next building project. Or your next re-roofing project. You might want to consider putting hydrants around the house. Those are those in-ground faucets that stand straight up and they have a lever on them. Some of them are blue, some of them are white, some of them are green. I'm talking about the handle part. They stand up about 3 feet. And you pull a lever and out comes water. The plumbing is underground. They cost between, let's say, $50 and $100 a piece for the hydrant. And then there's the plumbing. And then you need to trench it in below the frost line. We have them. We have a bunch of them. Because to us, that's part of our fire insurance. It's also what we use to wash the cars, connect to the power washer, hose out the gutters, water the animals, clean equipment, etc. So you might want to consider hydrants. Well, you can still get them. You can look it up on on the internet. Word of caution is, you know, there's some that are unbranded. Forget all about the unbranded ones. They're made by the Chi-Coms. They work for a short time. And when they fail, the valving is typically 2 or 3 feet in the soil. You had to dig it all up. It would pay to get an American one. The Chinese ones are junk. I know this for a fact. So, America is spiraling down. In many ways, we are in a crisis. And I'm pretty sure you know what I'm talking about. So today, if you'd like to join me, it's just me and a couple Colts in the studio. You can call in. And the number is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. We'll be talking about preparedness. We'll be talking about the book, the unfinished, unpublished, not available for sale book that I've been working on. And it has, I've got a list of a couple hundred, actually it's over a couple hundred items that you should consider getting as we spiral down. Hopefully you've already gotten many of these. But the list is long. And instead of just reading in a rapid machine gun fashion the items on the list, I want to tell you why. Because I think it's more important to tell you all the who, what, when, where, why, and how than just the what. And I'm looking at the clock, and I don't have enough time for the monologue because it's probably going to take me about 5 minutes. But it addresses the current situation with the corona panic. It addresses some history. It addresses where we are today. It's a huge, huge mess. And the Bob Woodward story, I'm sure you've all heard about it. He wrote a book. And he interviewed the president. President Donald Trump, and he learned some things, and he recorded some of these things from the president's conversations. There were 18 interviews. And the president gave, reportedly, and this is on Daily Mail, reportedly gave Bob Woodward his personal cell phone number. And Bob Woodward recorded calls with the president. These calls have some really damning information about what the president knew. And when I go through this monologue, you will see how individual greed plays in this equation. And I'll tell you some of the things that we've been warning you about. They've all come true. I'm sick to my stomach.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed Design Better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, I'm just sick. Sick to my stomach. I lay awake last night thinking about the mess that we're in the United States of America. The cesspool known as Washington, D.C. is corrupt and replete with liars, thieves, scoundrels, cheats, egocentrists, narcissists, womanizers, homos, and worse, traitors and seditionists. We've been saying for about 8 months that you can't believe what the president is saying about the coronavirus, and he hasn't been telling the truth. He's been lying. The cost of me saying that and telling you that the coronavirus is real, serious, deadly, costly, and was to be taken seriously was costly to me personally. I've lost former friends because of my immutable position regarding the coronavirus being real. Some of those former friends ganged up to remove USA Prepares from a radio network. And they blamed me for not admitting my mistakes about the coronavirus. I haven't made any mistakes about the coronavirus. We warned you about the supply chain breaking, the corona panic, the ensuing violence, the spike in inflation, the scarcity of goods, and neighbor fighting neighbor and brother fighting brother. We said that the cities would erupt in violence The police response would escalate. The villagers would use lasers and fireworks against the police, and the president would make it all worse by sending in the National Guard. All of that happened. We said that the protesters would show up at the mayor's houses, and they have. And that the only way that the politicians would pay attention to the grievances of the villagers was when those politicians became afraid for their lives and their safety. And that if the police did not change their aggressive actions against the people, the police would all be viewed as the same. And targets would be placed on their backs. We never said for anyone to do any of these things. We just said that it was easy to see the progression of violence. It's all been done before. Those who study history know this. Those who don't are doomed to repeat it. So here we are, 57 days away from the polls. Americans will have the chance to express their opinions as to who they would like to lead the country. A man who's an admitted plagiarist, who for 36 years was a senator, and for 8 years was vice president of the United States of America, and who can't remember his lines, and who hasn't fixed anything wrong with this country in 44 years, or a man who has filed for bankruptcy, including Chapter 11, 6 times, and one of which was for his hotel and casino property, accruing $1.8 billion in debt, and is who lied and who has lied to the American people about the severity of the coronavirus. He said it in a recording to Bob Woodward that he wanted to downplay the coronavirus. And 6 months later, 190,000 people have died from the virus. Some in the media call that homicidal negligence. Bob Woodward waited months to reveal what the president told him. Why? Was it to sell books? Was that his individual greed? You'll have to answer that question. We said it many times, and I'm saying it again. We as a country are going down, and we will not see daylight of coming out of this for the next 20 years. I've not changed my tone nor my opinion one iota. I'll continue on the other side of the break.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says he knew the seriousness of COVID-19 when it first broke out early this year. But he says,
certainly I'm not going to drive this country or the world into a frenzy.
The president speaking as reporters at the White House were asking him about a new book which accuses him of downplaying the coronavirus.
I'm a cheerleader for this country. I love our country. And I don't want people to be frightened. I don't want to create panic.
Bob Woodward's book Rage is due for release next week. In it, he says the president told him in a February phone call that he knew the virus was deadly. Hundreds of wildfires incinerating huge portions of the western U.S., about half in Oregon, Washington, and California. Oregon has seen at least four towns nearly destroyed by the flames. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
U.S. Energy Secretary Dan Brouillette says Hurricane Laura damaged a Louisiana site that holds a very large portion of the nation's emergency crude oil supply. He says the site in West Hackberry, Louisiana, took a direct hit and will need to be repaired. Joe Biden is detailing his Made in America economic plan, speaking in Michigan yesterday, saying that if elected, his administration will deliver on his promise to buy American. Biden says he will slap a tax penalty on companies that avoid paying U.S. taxes by offshoring manufacturing jobs. And he added businesses will be rewarded for creating good-paying jobs here at home. The former VP also said he'll close loopholes that he say have been created by President Trump's tax cut. Another big deal handed out in the NFL. Jalen Ramsey just got the largest contract for a cornerback from the L.A. Rams. The deal said to be worth $105 million over 5 years. And Jay Leno will be host of a rebooted classic game show on TV. The acclaimed comic is set to host Fox's reinvention of You Bet Your Life in the fall of 2021. Originally hosted by Groucho Marx, the half-hour comedy show will pair two complete strangers in competition answering questions in an attempt to win prize money. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This can be slide in.
When are today's hot?
Last day. God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Just me today and the Colts. So we are in the second American Revolution combined with the second Civil War. And who are to blame? Well, the greedy GDP. And by GDP, I mean the generally dumb public. The greedy politicians. The greedy corporations. The greedy media. And the presidents. All of them. Since the 1960s. possibly before. We warned you about blindly following leaders and people, and in the past, that's been done. Adolf Hitler was blindly followed. There were fanatics following Adolf Hitler. You've seen the multiple flotilla in multiple states and at multiple times hailing the chief. Now, what do you think? So at this pivotal point in history, one in which, if you say the word Biden, 48% of people will treat you as an enemy. Or if you say the word Trump, the other 48% will treat you as an enemy. We're faced with the choice not of the lesser of two evils, but the evil of two lessers. As for me, I'm not with either of the 48 percenters. I'm with the 4% who are not part of the problem. I refuse to vote for either of the selected options posed for my polling opinion. I refuse to participate in a manipulated selection of the President of the United States, where statues of the founding fathers of our country are being torn down, and at the same time we have a candidate for Vice President of the United States of America whose family owns slaves. The hypocrisy of this is unacceptable. The teachings of how a young person can grow up to be president of the United States, a young poor person, is absolute nonsense. Only the rich can be president. All except one of our presidents are related to each other. All except one. A poor child growing up in the United States of America has no chance of becoming president unless every other person in the United States dies. So what are you going to do about this? Are you preparing? I'm delighted if you are. Today's broadcast will be a continuation of the book, the unfinished, unpublished, and not available for sale book about my thoughts on tasks that you need to consider and supplies that you need to consider getting now, right now. So thinking about what the president might have known, we know that he lied. Did he lie because he wanted to be president for term number two? Did he lie because of the ensuing panic? Here at USA Prepares, we coined the term Corona Panic about 8 months ago. The president said that he did not want to cause a panic. And I understand. I understand that. Because we have a lot of stupid people in this country. And I understand that he didn't want to hand the flush handle to the plagiarist. The flush handle of the United States of America. He did not want the plagiarist to flush the United States of America down the drain. So, the bottom line is, there's nobody coming. You're in charge. You're in charge of your household. You're in charge of your own safety. You're in charge of your own life. Don't expect anyone to come. You need to prepare. We're going down. We can't fix it. It will take a generation plus to fix this. We're not going to be able to do it. If you'd like to call, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. And I'd like to limit the calls to a specific topic, and that is preparedness. I've been saying for months and months and months, actually since the beginning of the year, we'll have time to figure out who done it. And we'll bring Lucille with us and we'll have a chat. Right now, you have to prepare. Because when the country finds out that the president has been lying, you're early in the game, class, learning this. When more of the country finds out, there's going to be more anger. There will be more violence. People who were in those flotilla, proudly supporting the chief, hailing the chief, are going to be livid. They're going to be making excuses as to why he did it. It's kind of like the alien question. We've never been told the truth. What's in Area 51? We don't know. The government lies to us about everything. It's got to stop. Would you rather be lied to and told that the coronavirus is no big deal, don't worry, be happy? Or would you rather know the truth? In retrospect, it's clear that had we been told the truth, there'd be less death. And of course, there are those who say, oh, those numbers are exaggerated. I have to tell you that I've talked with people outside of this country. And I'm not just talking about Gwyneth Isaacs. If you have been on your end of the phone talking with technical support, or customer service for a bank or a telephone company or some other service that you need help with, credit cards, banking, technology not working, you've probably talked to someone in the Philippines, possibly Central America. I have. And when I do, I take that opportunity at the end of the call. I thank the person for being so kind and trying to help me. Most of the time they can't. And then I ask them, so how is the coronavirus affecting your country? Do you know anybody who has had it? Do you know anybody who has died from it? Do you think it's serious? And the answers that I get are, it's absolutely real, it's deadly serious, and I know people who have died. And in one instance, recently, the person I was talking with said he had it, and he's recovering from it. So, there are plenty of people who have it, and just because you don't know one doesn't mean it's not real. If you think about it, most of Broadway, New York City, is vacant. Most. It's not coming back. And the side streets, same thing. They're not coming back. People have figured out that they don't need to go to the city to work. They can work from home. which means that they're not driving as much, which means that they're not using as much gasoline, which, and the good thing is we're not polluting the environment as much. That's good. But it also means that all those businesses and all those people who are employed in all those places are now unemployed. And they still have bills and they still have rent. And so what's happening is these companies are laying off people and closing. They're not coming back. Right, restaurants, barbershops, service industry. They're not coming back. Because people would use those restaurants because they didn't have time, at least in their mind, they didn't think they had time to cook. So they'd go out and have someone else cook for them. Now they had some money because they had a job. But now they don't have a job and they don't need those people to flip their hamburgers for them. How is it possible that we can come back from this? How is that possible? If you really think about it, you will come to the conclusion that we can't. Which brings us to all the things that we've been saying for all these years. I'm not talking about me, Vin Finelli. I'm talking about your instructors. The way I tell our instructors, when I say our, I mean they instruct me too. I'm a student and an instructor. And all of our instructors are students and instructors. So we have students / instructors, and we have students. And some students are rising to become instructors. That's who we are. We're all trying to learn more and more and more about more. And we're sharing. And the things that we've been saying are to teach others things that we've learned. That's what we do. That's all we do. That's all we're interested in doing. And when people ask, why do we do what we do? The answer is so that those who want to can come out the other side of this mess better than if they didn't learn some of the things that we teach. And we teach things that are not taught in school. That's who we are. We'll be right back.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So we'll get to the book, hour number two. So the role that I play here at USA Prepares is one of keeping the broadcast classroom on track. My role, I see it as 20%. And the instructor at the blackboard or the head of the classroom is 80%. My job is to be an assistant to the instructor. If you look around, you'll see images of mayors and governors standing, looking around at the carnage all around them, wondering how it all happened. It happened by neglect. It happened by greed. It happened by mismanagement, by them and their peers and their predecessors. That's how it happened. And it happened by the stupidity, or with the stupidity of the generally dumb public. It happened by Americans allowing illegals, and they call them undocumented, illegal aliens jumping the border, getting a free ride, getting free health care, free food, operating vehicles without the permits issued by the state, operating vehicles without insurance, crashing, bashing, slashing, and busting into other cars without compensation for the damage that they've done to the other party. The people running the ship, the governors, the mayors, they've all allowed this to happen. Lucille, y'all listening? They've allowed this to happen. We're broke. We're worse than broke. Broke is having no money. We actually owe money. Money we can't pay. Bankruptcies are up. Hunger is up. Desperation is up. all the while, the greedy, the wealthy, are making more money. Do you see Bill Gates or Jeff Bezos saying, geez, how can I help? Can I help by sending some food to the needy? You know, maybe we'll hear that in the next few days, because they listen to USA Prepares, or their minions listen to USA Prepares. There are a whole bunch of broadcasts that get their cues from what we have to say here. So, those of you who have made billions with a B, how about getting off some of that and helping the people that you have gotten it from? Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, Mark Zuckerberg, and the rest of the crew. If you think about it, who's made money lately? Have they actually built a product? Now you have Elon Musk, and I hear that he's a brilliant, brilliant designer. To that I say, nonsense. Elon Musk? He's got an electric car, right? You could buy an electric car in 1906, over 100 years ago. It went 20 miles an hour. In 1906. It was primitive. But it was an electric car. So did Elon Musk invent the electric car? Of course not. Elon Musk has a boring machine. Drills holes in the earth. People think that that's pretty impressive. We've had subways for over 100 years. And they use tunnels. We have tunnels under rivers. We have a tunnel that connects New York and New Jersey. A couple of them. About 100 years old. Did Elon Musk invent tunnels? No. Did he invent satellites? No. He is just littering the skies with more satellites, spreading more destruction faster. That's what he's doing. Did he invent the solar panels? No. Did he enhance some of the technology? Yeah. And where did he get the money for it? And I think you're going to find out that he got that from the government. That's why he smokes dope and grins from ear to ear. He can't believe that people are so stupid as to believe his yarn. Looks like we're going into the top of the hour break. We've got Karen in Montana. Karen will be with you as soon as we come back from top of the hour break. You're first, and then we'll go into the book.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.